This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. This is Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. Today, I'm joined in the studio by
Jeff Sandu.
Arvind Yuvraj.
It's the best of Biz Bytes. Today's topic of conversation is work culture. We're looking back at some of the highlights from throughout the year, some of the shows we think deserve a highlight. Now, moving on from sick days to a day that you wish perhaps you were sick and not able to receive these messages. This is slightly different, though. WhatsApp groups as part of company policy.
Yeah, so I think like every company or every group has their own WhatsApp group, like, you know, different brackets for different people who do different things in each company. But then this was when we spoke about that article that came out on AskLegal.my, and they were discussing how an employee of a local telco company got fired or got let go from their job because they left a WhatsApp group. So even though it wasn't so black and white, there were no, like, you know, rules to say whether they should be fired or not fired, we started discussing whether or not WhatsApp groups should be considered part of your work itself. Like, you know, should you be able to leave your WhatsApp group, or does it sort of become part of your workflow? Like, you know, should you be consistently in your WhatsApp group, and does it make up your work culture? And this is what we had to say.
In Malaysia, you can get fired for leaving your company's WhatsApp group. Let that sink in for a second. How many WhatsApp groups are you in currently related to your company? And just, you know, absorb that for a second. So what we thought we'd do is we'd kind of expand on that and look at a question from a different angle and say, should WhatsApp groups be included in company policy, or do you have a right to digital privacy? I can tell you now, off the top of my head, I am involved in 6 work-related WhatsApp groups.
Six.
I'm in 4.
Same, 4.
I'm in four.
Yeah. So Richard has 2 special ones that we're not included in.
Yeah, because he's rich, you know.
Maybe.
Because he's rich, yeah.
He's just rich.
What? Stop it, will you? It's a car show and something else. So there. Yeah. Right. So if you are... I mean, it kind of poses that question, though, right? And there is legal... what's the right word that I'm looking for? Precedent. Precedent. There is a legal precedent here in Malaysia for this. Of course, we'll be discussing that in just a few minutes, thanks to our friends over at AskLegal.my. But it's a very real question. You know, how much trouble could you actually get into just by leaving a WhatsApp group? For most of us, it's like, I've had enough of that group. You know, do you mind if I leave this group? And you leave. It's not a big problem. Some people, though, it's a huge problem.
Huge problem.
Like a local telco, who this case is all based around. Can you leave your company WhatsApp group without informing your superiors and colleagues? Now, for one of the groups that we are in, we have a breaking news group, right? And it's if something happens whilst we're off air or we're not in the studio, everybody gets notified about that piece of breaking news, so everybody's on the same page. And depending on where you are in the city or what you're doing, we all know that it's happening and we can respond to it as and when we need to, if we need to. So the question is, if you're in something a little bit more important, like, say, for example, you're in a WhatsApp group where you have been asked by your senior management to send daily sales and service reports via WhatsApp to your branch manager, right? That has been specifically asked of you. Now, if you decided that you wanted to leave that group because you're going on holiday, for example, and you left that group, what kind of legal ramifications does that have? Well, your boss has already told you, I need to receive those daily update figures. So technically, there's some kind of, you know, I'm your
dependency,
boss.
Dependency, yeah.
There's a dependency on that. So this person was then added to 2 more groups, one with the managers and the superiors, and another with the employees. So the head of the branch also informed all the employees that they will have to notify him if they intend to leave any of the company WhatsApp groups. However, this person, one of the WhatsApp groups, left one of the WhatsApp groups without the permission from her superiors. In her defense, she stated that she was not aware of the company's policy, stating that she had to inform her branch manager. Since it was a first mistake, she was let off with a warning from the branch manager and things seemed to be back to normal. But then she did it again. She left both the company WhatsApp group and had informed one of the group chats, not her manager, that she was going on holiday and needed peace of mind away from work. She also failed to send in her daily sales and service reports for several days. So this led to the company taking serious action against her. She was asked to give a show cause statement, which is basically a written statement stating why no disciplinary action should be taken against her. And they found her reason in the show cause statement to be rather unreasonable, and she was already being alerted about this and was asked to inform the branch manager before exiting a group chat. Also, she was very much aware that the daily sales and service reports are normally sent via WhatsApp chat groups by her employees. So due to this, she was dismissed for misconduct and uncooperative attitude towards the company.
Okay, so what if you didn't want to get any emails from your company? Would you still be, would the management be okay with that? Like if you said that I don't want to get emails at all, I'll work here, but I just don't like emails because I don't have any peace of mind when I go on holiday and stuff. Would that be okay for management? Like just think of it in from that angle.
So that's where my mind went to as well, you know, because like it now feels like WhatsApp is being used as official communication for
correct.
Work purposes,
yeah.
and that
correct.
Is what email is, correct?
Yeah,
right.
You know,
right.
so like shouldn't these sales,
and that's where that line is blurred, right?
Yeah, the sales figures by right should be sent via email, and everybody is copied in there. That's considered black and white mm-hmm. because you know if you need proof, then do you just take a screenshot of the WhatsApp thread? Is that proof then of your sales figure, and is that your report?
Right.
Because something like this, I feel, should be done via email. So,
no, I think I can understand why it's done, why the sales figures are done on WhatsApp, because then everybody sees it at once. In a way, I think it's because a few people are sending the same sales report, so you can see it instantly on your WhatsApp chat.
Okay.
Instead of email threads where you know the thread can get lost or too many people replying to the same thread, then it becomes messy. WhatsApp is way easier to use. So I can understand in the case of what you just referred to, then it makes sense because that person was... The team was dependent on the person to send in reports, and the reports didn't come in.
Mm.
So obviously, that's not just a WhatsApp issue. That's
exactly.
like a discipline issue.
Exactly.
That's, you know, like an ethical issue.
You know, maybe a policy is needed. Maybe you know most companies. You know, if you have official WhatsApp chat groups, you need to have a policy in place.
Yeah. So that's
either
exactly,
that, or you need an administrator.
A moderator.
To look after the WhatsApp groups?
Yeah.
So I think in the policy, there should be one WhatsApp group that says that, for instance, let's say because we work here, there are two very important WhatsApp groups. So one is for the team and the other one is for the breaking news. So you need to be aware of both. Those need to be the official WhatsApp groups of the company. So the moment you have your induction or, you know, you are included in the company, your first day of work, some admin or HR, somebody adds you into the groups automatically. So you're immediately in those. So you cannot exit those before informing maybe your whoever's you know, your manager, supervisor, somebody like that, if you want to exit the groups, or you're just not allowed to exit the group. All the other groups, I feel it's up to you. If you know, if you feel it's not important, you don't want to be in those groups, you can either like mute them or just like, you know, exit whenever you want.
So I went looking online for like potential guides on developing a WhatsApp group policy for your business, right? And I found like the most comprehensive and sensible one coming from SEESA, which is actually an organization in South Africa that provides professional legal support for businesses. So they say that many companies don't have policies for WhatsApp usage. I think that's quite common here as well. But there are many disadvantages of using these for like official purposes, WhatsApp groups, right? Employees are always on call. You know, that's number one, of course. And I think in South Africa, there's under their Employment Act, it dictates that each employee needs to have a daily rest period of 12 consecutive hours and a weekly rest period of 36 consecutive hours, which includes your Sundays. So if a manager were to send you a WhatsApp text, you know, you're not getting your 12 hours of rest that is required by South African law. And also, they say most of the time, managers understand that these are the rules, you need your 12 hours, but colleagues don't. And then they will send you a question about, hey, tomorrow morning, you know, can you do this for me? And that actually kind of breaks their employee, their Employment Act rule, right? So that's one negative. They say that even if you do have these groups, they need to be moderated because these groups may transition into a social sphere where jokes and, you know, memes and things like that are shared. And then you have, like, for most people, it might be amusement. For others, it might just be annoyance.
a fiery discussion that we had there at the end of May this year about whether or not WhatsApp groups should be part of company policy. I don't think many of our opinions have changed so much on that.
No.
How
no,
many WhatsApp groups do you think you've been added to since May?
Oh, my God.
Ooh, I can't count.
You can't count?
No.
It's quite a few, right?
Quite a few, quite a few.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Birthdays. Especially when, so like, especially towards the year in, because you've got like Christmas parties in different people's houses, family, birthdays, New Year's.
Yeah.
Gosh, yeah.
Too many.
Too many.
Company trips and all that. Oh, gosh. Yeah.
No. Folks, we got to take a break, but we'll be back in just a couple of minutes when we're talking all about mental health. This is the best of Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.